Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ken, I'm going to make this proclamation right now. I'm going to try and not gush as much as we normally do tonight.
Yeah, I'm biting my tongue.
But again, that's going to be so damn hard because I love these people and I love their beer. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Ride, and the two people sitting in front of me that I absolutely adore, Matt and Rachel Aiken from Benchmark Brewing.
Hi-o, hey, good to see you. Us.
I can't believe we've been in this new spot for a year now, and you are literally right down the street. Like
I can see Benchmark from my house.
Definite smoke signals from now on.
So you guys have been really busy since the last time we talked.
Oh my goodness.
I think the last time we got together and drank, you didn't have the Bay Park tasting room open yet. It was conceptualized.
Correct.
And there was an announcement coming soon, and you guys rolled into that. And now that we get to talk about it, you just closed it for 2 weeks for some renovation stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got some rainwater issues.
Oh, there's a leak.
Of course, you picked the rainiest season that San Diego has ever seen.
So yeah, we'll do a few improvements and a few other nice touches that we hadn't done yet while we're doing that.
But HQ's still open this whole time. Oh, you guys are cranking through beer.
Cranking along at HQ.
I know we're starting with my favorite beer tonight, but you said there's a twist on the table beer you brought.
Yeah. I always bring you a table beer, but I figured I always bring you a table beer.
And we love that. Don't stop.
So I'm going to make it different this time. So I brought you the tart table beer.
All right. So at its base, table beer is what?
Belgian style table beer. Citrusy, peppery, a little bit of pear character to it. Super crisp and refreshing. It's the all day drinker of the Belgian beer world. The Monks make a whole lot of high alcohol beers. They also make small beers because they have to have something that they can drink at lunchtime and still pray straight to God in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
Usually drinking that high ABV stuff that leads you straight to God later on in the evening.
Yeah.
Usually saying, oh God, please.
Yep.
Let me get through this. I'll never drink again.
Wise. Yeah, that ain't gonna work.
So yeah, table beer is a great Belgian beer that doesn't have that overy banana ester to it. I mean, you really do a good job controlling all the esters in this beer, and it's just really crushable. One of my favorite beers.
Crushable.
You made this one tart.
Yeah. So I love Gooses, the really sour, classic, old school beers. One of them is Cantillon Goose. And so I was looking at the...
You don't have any of that with you.
Hey, hey, we're not talking about Cantillon. We're talking about Benchmark beer. Let's go.
Curious.
But I took the chemical makeup of that beer and realized I could replicate the acid content in this beer. It's a totally different base beer than what they would be using, but it was still fun to play with and see if I could replicate the acid character of it. And I think that we got it pretty well.
You're like a mad scientist.
So, oh, it's a ton of fun.
I'm pulling apart the chemical compounds of this beer.
The formula is secret.
This is now like a really, really good food beer.
This is refined. Well,
yes, it is, but table beer on its own is the easiest beer to pair with anything.
Yeah, every
it's
time
ridiculous.
We work with a chef, they get all stoked and excited about table beer, and we're like, just, you know, hold on, because something's going to be tough, and this will be the beer.
And it happens every time. You find that one dish that you can't pair with anything, and that's when we pull table beer out.
I will cheers to that, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you very much. This is something that is available just on your tasting room, or is this
the tart table beer is available occasionally in tasting rooms. Mm. Yeah. So it's available right now at HQ.
And then you can always grab cans of table beer, too.
Yep.
Let's get into some music while we drink this tart table beer from Benchmark Brewing. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Rabbit holes about kids and family and stuff. It's only something you find with the camaraderie when you're hanging out with Matt and Rachel from Benchmark Brewing. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to drink this brown ale because I know exactly what you poured out. Ken and I have had this discussion many times that brown ales are one of those things that they are so underappreciated that they get overlooked often. It's like all of us, we drank so much Newcastle going through college that we refused to go back to brown ales.
I'm sorry. Right? Good brown ale. I mean, this and Alesmith's Nut Brown. I mean, I could drink those. Those are really the only two browns you need.
I didn't have to say it.
Hey. There are different schools of brown. What is your take on a brown?
Startlingly similar to the Alesmith one. My basic opinion is that I hate sweet brown ales. So
yes,
it must finish dry and crisp with a little bit of toasty chocolate note to it. And that's exactly what I'm aiming for on this. I generally let Rachel talk more about this beer, though, because this is her favorite that I make.
I do love this beer. I drink a lot of this beer. It comes down to not being cloying, not being mucky. You know, it's a really clean brown ale. And that's sort of few and far between.
And the flavors are subtle and smooth. And I think everybody's looking for how many IBUs.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
And this is
how long was this
malt
in a barrel?
Yeah.
You know? How murky is this? Does light shine through it at all? A good brown ale is just
a good brown ale.
Yeah, exactly.
And it goes with so many different foods. It's great with like red meat.
Tri-tip in this. Oh, yeah.
Now, I know this is a beer that you have in cans.
Yes, it is.
Where can we find the cans around San Diego? Not just your tasting room.
Not just the tasting room. You can find them at the Better Beer, Better Bottle Shops, your Bine and Vine Bottle Craft. We're at Jimbo's.
We Iowa got Meat Farms.
Rachel, Iowa Meat,
meat.
Farms, of course. Talking of meat, yes.
The funny thing is I don't actually eat it.
No, it's cool because I'm a vegetarian too, except when people bring sausage rolls
Ken,
to the studio.
You are the biggest lion-ass vegetarian I ever was. And on that note, I'm going to play this song. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Definitely classified as probably one of our favorite breweries in San Diego. I can say that between the two of us. We love our Benchmark beer, don't we, Ken?
We absolutely do.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with Ken drinking with our favorite people, Rachel and Matt from Benchmark Brewing, just wrapped up their brown ale. Had a twist on one of my favorite beers you guys make, the table beer, a tart table beer.
And oh, yeah.
Up until this point, the beer that you make, and the beer you usually make, is always incredibly drinkable. It's always low ABV because...
Wait, until this point? What have I done wrong now?
I saw the tag on the bottle.
Oh, okay.
I saw there was a 9, and it was before the point.
Yes. It's a 9?
See?
This beer, yeah.
But it's still crushable because
you
can't tell.
But it's still beer-flavored beer, though, right? Promise me it's still beer-flavored beer.
Right.
But here's the thing. Benchmark beers are beers that you can grab in multiplicity. You can have lots of them. All your ABVs are really, really, really low. I mean, the brown ale is what?
4.5.
The oatmeal stout, you're
4.5.
Yeah.
Table beer?
4.
See, all these beers are around 4.
I like
4.
Drinking all day. What can I say?
That doesn't make you a bad person.
I know. It makes me a good person.
What is this beer that has something with the ABV around 9? I've never seen you make a beer this strong that I can remember.
I've done it before. This is Feisty Fleur. It's our Belgian-style triple, so it's the big sister of table beer.
Ooh.
It's a very similar recipe. It's using the same yeast, but, you know, when you go from 4 to 9%,
there's just lots more.
There's a whole lot more going on.
Whoa.
And table beer's complex, but then you
can sip that. There is multitude of flavor layers in there. I can count 3 from sip 1.
Yeah, there's fruit. There's like a candy flavor. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some spice in there, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's spicy.
What is that?
Floral.
It's all fermentation profile and alcohol.
But the thing is, there's so much flavor in this that it hides all that alcohol because the beer itself is relatively light. It's a light-bodied drinking Belgian. But
absolutely. And again, my theme, finishing dry and clean, leaving you wanting another sip. Every time you finish one of my beers, I want you going, damn, that was tasty. I want another.
You know what? Are you reading my mind right now?
I've been doing this for a little while.
So what inspired this?
First time that we brewed it was actually for the first anniversary of Brothers Provisions.
And the beer was a pain in the butt, so it got named Feisty. The brew day was like the longest ever.
So this beer fought back while you were trying to make it?
Oh, basically. My goodness. It does every time, actually. But yeah, that first year, it was scheduled, says Fleur 1, but then it was such an incredible pain in the butt to brew that it got changed. And every year, it raises its ugly head every time we brew it. This year, I had a phenomenal brew day and a terribly long fermentation. Last year, it was a terribly long brew day and a great fermentation. So who knows what's going to happen?
This beer has to have a cult following. Otherwise, why would you make it again?
I am the cult, I think, on this one.
I am a cult. I'll join. Where do I sign up? Yep. This is perfect.
Yeah, and it's our toasting beer. We do it at New Year's when we originally release it, and it just kind of it holds up really well.
Sorry. You could serve this in a champagne flute and just watch the bubbles go climbing their way on up to the top.
Oh, wait. Amazing. I agree 100%, but wait until you see the next beer we're going to drink.
Ooh. He's teed it up, and on that point, we're going to play this, man. And we'll come back with maybe that beer next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Tonight, we're drinking with our friends Matt and Rachel from Benchmark Brewing. And as we finish that last Feisty Floor, I realized that there is another high ABV beer that I completely forgot that you make every single year, which I will not make any bones about it, has been my favorite triple IPA, and I completely forgot about it until now, and everybody's been talking about Pliny the Younger. Where's Hildegard?
Hildegard's taking a nap at the moment.
Hildegard's napping.
Is she getting bigger and stronger?
She just didn't feel like coming around this February, so she's on the schedule for mid-April release. We decided that after a couple years of making that beer, she could stand on her own.
So let me ask you this, because April brings around Coachella, and Coachella really lends itself well to canned beers. You're not going to be canning Hildy this year,
yeah,
are you?
Super limited release.
Pre-orders.
Case, pre-order
case
only.
Put me down. Done.
Yeah, there we go.
I will pay up now if I have to get.
All right. Down payment on that batch. Here we go.
Yeah, but you understand. Like, I've done the Pliny the Younger thing, and I know that it changes every year, but it's never really resonated with me as being this gigantic rock star beer. But when Hildy.
Everybody loves it and lines up for it.
I know. But when Hildy comes out, I'll usually text you and be like, hey, dude. When is it going to be in the tasting room?
This is true, actually. He does do
it. Is. That's April. You got other things coming up in the next couple of weeks?
We've got all kinds of stuff coming up in the next couple weeks.
I know you were talking about a juicy IPA.
On March 1st, we will release Beaten Path. That is our Citra hopped juicy pale ale. Ooh. Oh, I love that beer, and I can't wait for it. There were a lot of people asking for a different beer, but I haven't made that one in so long, and I was jonesing, so I made it. That's just the thing about being the guy making all the beer.
Well, I know St. Patrick's Day is around the corner, too. Are you doing any special beers for that?
Bloom's Beer, our Irish Red Ale.
Bloom's Beer?
Yeah, it's in a couple-year hiatus. We've done it a few times, but it's coming back, which is pretty exciting. Bloom's Beer is named for the main character in James Joyce's Ulysses.
Tripping along streets unseen, puddles of sky above blue.
Of course, Ken would be able to quote it.
No, I'm just making up gibberish. That's basically Ulysses right there.
That, yeah, that's...
Anybody can do James Joyce
anyway.
After enough beer.
Considering we just finished off a 9% beer now. I totally expect that.
We have some Irish heritage, and so we wanted it to stand out a little bit. So
Matt's an Irish dancer.
Matt was an Irish dancer. Whoa, boy. This just went...
Let me ask you this, because I know you do this, and there's one coming up on Saturday. There's a drinking with Matt. So you, too, can sit around and drink beer with Matt like we're doing right now.
We're going to hang out and drink beer. I think the theme is basically going to be drinking beer with Matt.
It's going to be beer-flavored beer, drinking beer with Matt?
Normally, we have a theme that we stay focused on and discuss, but you know, I think this time it's just going to be day drinking with Matt.
Oh my god,
that's awesome!
That's amazing. Now with the Feisty Floor, will the dancing come out? Have you ever danced during a drinking with Matt before?
I have not.
No.
I'll bring the $1 bills.
Benchmark
HQ. He's not wearing a thong publicly.
Oh, thing a thong yourself.
Wait, never mind. Look at that face.
Whoa.
It must have been a 9% beer, because now we're just telling inappropriate jokes.
Oh, no, they are so appropriate, Jeremy.
Oh, not for on-air. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright, and our friends from Benchmark Brewing, Matt and Rachel. See them down at HQ. Where exactly is your tasting room, by the way?
6190 Fairmount Avenue.
I like how I throw it to him. He points to you, and you just nail it.
You take care of it.
Tonight,
quick.
We've had the Feisty Floor and 9%. You said that was Belgian?
Triple.
Whew. Yeah, definitely feeling that. Had your brown ale, which is incredibly crushable and available in cans in your tasting room right now. And your table beer, tart table beer, which, man, now you've got me thinking about it, Kent. What in the hell?
Look at the luminosity.
He's reading the newspaper through my beer.
No fooling. Good Lord, Jeremy, I can see you quite clearly.
All right. I'm sorry about that. Next time I'll make it hazy.
How long did it take you to filter that beer?
I don't own a filter.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a filter either, which is why Jeremy has to bleep the words like f***ing shit out that I use all the time on this show.
It's true. Luckily, I have the dump button to do that with. So, all right. Now, what? Okay, you don't own a filter. That's striking to me. This is the clearest beer I think I've ever seen.
Dude, damn right. This is like the Palantir from Lord of the Rings.
Oh my goodness.
You're Lord Sauron, and I'm talking to you right now.
It's not just good looking, it's tasty too, though.
So speaking of good looking, let's talk about you. Now let's talk about your beer.
There we go.
So what is this beer that we're drinking?
This is Survey Series number 5. This is our Brute IPA. It features Simcoe and Citra hops. The Brute IPA is designed to express the flavor and the aroma of the hops without really any bitterness. We're using the word brute. We're borrowing it from champagne. We are not using champagne yeast or any of their methods. We're just using the word because it means champagne. Dry.
This is kind of like another way to use hops like on the polar opposite of what hazies is. All the hopping comes in at the end of the brew process. So there's no bitterness. You get all the florals, you get all the fun that comes out of the hops with none of that relative bitterness.
So same thing here. We actually didn't add any hops until 5 minutes into the whirlpool.
Really?
Because this beer is so dry. There's absolutely nothing to balance bitterness. So we're getting all the bitterness out of basically the CO2 and the little bit of your brain saying it's so hoppy, so it's bitter.
It's the aromatics that are fooling you.
And so it's all about the aromatics and the flavor.
Bitter.
All of the hops, we used the same amount of hops that we use in most of our double IPAs, but it was exclusively post-boil on this thing.
How do you get a beer this dry is my question.
Enzymes.
Yes. Enzymes.
All right, so this is not just really, really making the yeast work and eat up all the sugars in the beer. You're also adding an enzyme on top of that.
To force the yeast to go further. So it simplifies the sugars so that the yeast can keep going.
So the enzymes make the sugars in the beer simpler so the yeast can just keep partying on.
Perfect. Yeah.
Wow.
Let's roll with that. That's exactly.
That is the most cool explanation I think I've ever heard a Brute IPA. And Ken, what in the f*** are you doing?
I'm holding it up to the spotlights in the studio. Those nature films where somebody's like underneath like polar ice and you're looking at the ice from the ocean.
All right, now he's got me doing it.
Look, there goes a seal.
Ken has lost his goddamn mind at this point.
Next time we finish on the big beer.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
because this is out of control.
I'm okay.
Put the big beer in the middle. This is what you get. You guys, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Pleasure,
having
guys.
Beer with us.
Thanks for having us.
I look forward to drinking the hell out of the Survey Series, and I'm going to stop in on Monday and pick up at least a case of brown ale because I need it.
Leave some for me.
Sounds good to me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.